It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Very shortly, we will find out if the weather is going to be an issue on Sunday as we get our weekly game day forecast from Tornado Shapiro. Excited for that. Is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles? We'll get to you on that as well. 215-592-9494. Tornado Shapiro, he's back again.
Fella, game day forecast.
Yeah, here he is. Game day forecast.
Hey, Tornado.
What's happening? To quote the great Bill Belichick, we're on to Cincinnati. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Cincinnati. You know, I dated a very eager assistant producer there named Shirley. Pretty girl. Stout with short hair. Looked a lot like Pete Rose, but her hit total was even higher. Hello. We called her Shirley Hustle because she always dove in head first. Come
on. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I'll tell you, fellas, she'd take on the whole big red machine. Tony Perez was saying, Mas bajo, por favor. Shirley Hustle didn't speak a word of Spanish, but she got the idea right quick.
Is this supposed to be a forecast?
Where's the weather at, man?
Cincinnati. Last time I was in Cincy, I drove along the Ohio River Scenic Byway looking for the Ike Reese statue.
You didn't find it? You didn't see it?
After about 7 hours, I gave up and drove home. Ike Reese, the Cincinnati kid. Holler at you, boy.
Ike, no statue of you?
No statue. High school still hasn't even retired my jersey.
Disappointed.
Yeah. I'm disappointed, too. Keep it real. Keep it real, Ike. Worked in Cincinnati in the early 90s. Fun place. Misty Point on the Ohio River. Ike, I thought you might be familiar with Misty Point.
Never heard of Misty Point.
Misty was a weather girl out of WWWPNP, the point. Point just a little lower, please.
Come
on. Yep. Now, Misty lived in Newport on the Kentucky side of the river. The wind came in stiff, and so did I. Ike Reese wasn't far behind. Tell the people, Ike, don't be shy.
Oh, wow. Were you at Misty River? With Tornado?
I don't quite remember. Yeah.
Okay.
Play Misty for me, Kentucky. Misty was finger licking good, and she always put a smile on the colonel's face. In Vanity Fair, Misty later credited Ike Reese for much of her success. She recounted how Ike taught her the icky shuffle.
Oh God. You taught Misty the icky shuffle, Ike?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Queen City, home of the weather queen. Queenie Weenie with a bright bikini. Guys didn't know she was a real queen until it was too late. Come on.
All right, okay, enough. What's the forecast? We're done.
Well, be careful of your footing. The turf isn't the only thing that's moist.
All right, stop. Get the forecast for Cincinnati on Sunday.
62 degrees, mostly sunny, another picture-perfect day for football.
All right, there you go. So picture-perfect day, beautiful day, no rain.
So quick there, fella. We are in the Midwest.
What does that even mean?
We start with a 3% chance of precip, and that variable has a habit of sneaking on up again. We're looking at a 50% chance of sunshine, 50% chance of precip, and that is a lock, son, and you know it.
50-50 again.
50-50 again. Great. Good. Thank you, Tornado.
Outro music.
There is no outro music.
Misty Point?
Misty Point?
Yeah.
Written about in Vanity Fair.
Yeah, wow.
She credited you.
How about that?
Taught her the icky shuffle.
Man, that was a while ago.
He said she
stiff
was...
Wind, a stiff wind came in.
Yeah.
Why is it called the Queen City again?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We couldn't pick a...
It's because
not a shot. We're gonna pick a different city.
It's because of Queenie Weenie with a bright bikini.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, now since you brought that up, Jack, I gotta call out the frauds in Charlotte, who've tried to take Queen City.
Yeah,
that's not right.
Yes.
Frauds.
I don't know which city was there first, but I do know which is more popular.
It's like, why is it who day, who dat?
Yeah. Queen City. Cincinnati's trying to hold on to everything they can. Everybody just, it's just like Trenton. Cincinnati makes the world takes. 215-592-9494.
Is that the moniker?
Yeah, of Trenton. Yeah, it's on the bridge when you drive into there.
Yeah.
We will have the thing we found out about Jack.
Yes.
We'll reveal that right after we talk to Aaron in Mount Airy. Aaron, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
What up, A?
You know what? You know, yesterday, that show was very flagrant. You know what popped in my head yesterday when y'all was doing the meat topic?
Yeah.
The whole time I was like, because, you know, when Ike brought the pause thing to the MP, Spike was in his beloved New York, right?
Yeah.
Beloved, yeah.
The thing that popped in my head is like, if Spike was the program director, I could just see Ike walking by Spike's office one day. And it's like, hey, Ike, let me talk to you for a second. The whole pause thing.
Do we need to do that? Yes.
Because you know he would have had hundreds of emails that people don't know what – people don't understand. So, you know, when people don't understand, people get upset.
Yep. But
they do.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Yeah, you might be right. I don't know if Spike would have been okay with the pause. He certainly would have asked me what's the whole meaning behind
it. Yeah, what are we doing there? I think, look, your job as program, you get a lot of angry emails. It's your job to, you know, internalize them, reply to them, and then delete them unless they have a point. I would say that Rod is showing a very tough stomach with the way that we handle the show sometimes. And I may not have had such a strong stomach to deal with.
Yeah, but now he's on this side.
Yeah. I'm going to say Queenie Weenie with the bright bikini. Get it? The field is moist.
See? We can do all this stuff now, yes. What's up, A?
I don't know why I do this to myself, because I listen to the Deli Pie from Elliot, and all he does is just make me upset with the things he says.
Yeah? Well, what an endorsement.
And he lives in his world, because when he did the pie with James a couple days ago, the full pie, and he brought back up the kids thing. I'm like, listen, man, I understand you're an entity, but let it go.
The Nick Sirianni kids.
Yeah, because he frames everything about around him. Mm-hmm. Elliot, he frames everything about him. It's not really about this or that. It's about me. And I want to make sure I'm right. But look, this.
Taking us in the inside of the pod.
Yeah.
We have to put Jalen Hurts in his proper context. This, like, he cannot throw the ball more than 20 to 23 times a game, even with these weapons. That is who he is. I don't care that this is a new offense to him. We have seen him enough. Because even when he had a quote-unquote great year, how many touchdown passes did he have? 23?
Yeah. Yep.
Something like that. So we have to understand what he is. He's a 20 to 25 touchdown pass thrower. He shouldn't put the ball in the air no more than 25 times a game. So if you run that formula – and the money's already paid for Saquon Barkley. Run him into the ground. It is what it is. You just have to run Saquon Barkley into the ground. That's the best way to succeed. And I heard y'all saying, is that the best way to win? It is the best way to win for this team.
Right.
Like, it is the best way to win. Yeah. Can we win Super Bowl with it? I don't know. But we just got to hope that he plays his best game. Because how many touchdown passes did he have in the Super Bowl? Because he had more rushing touchdowns. So we just got
He definitely had more. I think he only had the one touchdown pass to A.J.,
so we just got to hope he plays his best. Oh, and another thing, right quick. Pete was like,
should have had two. Devontae went out of bounds.
Well, Aaron, the only thing I'd say moving forward is that, so the Eagles have, I think, just under $15 million in cap space for this year, for the trade deadline, is that if that's what he's going to be and they're going to ride with him and that's what he's going to be moving forward, they have to really think about I think both Devontae and A.J. Brown are great, but I don't know that you need to spend that money on Devontae if you're not going to throw the ball that much.
We're not getting rid of those guys.
No, well, I'm just saying.
We're never on this show.
Well, I'm not A.J., for sure. Well, A.J. is very necessary here. I just wonder if that money is better spent defensively.
Sure.
They spent a ton of money on the offensive line, cool. Spend money on Saquon Barkley, cool. But then when you look at sort of the distribution of resources and you look at the sort of defense you're going to need to have, and they'll be able to make a better decision after this year about what players, you know, they're probably going to need a dominant edge. You know, that would be my guess.
A premier edge.
Edge. Yeah. And the question I would ask is that money better spent on Devontae, or is that money better spent on what's that?
It's better spent on AJ. I was about to say, I honestly would entertain trading Devontae Smith. Hear me out real quick. Because Elliott made a big hullabaloo about a third receiver. But this is what I think he's talking about. Someone that if one of them go down, we need someone to step in. He's not talking about a third receiver as in a slot receiver, because we know Jalen Hurts doesn't throw across the middle. Because
right.
people mention Drew Brees' height. You know Drew Brees threw the ball to Lance Moore and Jimmy Graham a lot, and they worked out
a lot.
Yes, a lot.
A slot receiver wouldn't matter here. I know Devontae Smith gets 1,000 yards, but then we take Dallas Goedert out the offense. Someone is going to get knocked out the offense. Someone's going to get knocked out of the offense. So we can have a very high pay receiver who's probably a top five receiver in the league, and then you can get a lesser number two, because this is the offense we can't be a pass heavy offense. We try, and then we know that it doesn't work, no matter who's calling the plays. It doesn't work with the quarterback we have.
I'm going to tell you what's going to wind up happening if that's the case. If they come to that realization, you know what's going to happen? They're going to change the quarterback.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Aaron. Yeah, because
Jeffrey Lurie wants to throw the ball.
Right. Well, and that's how you win in the NFL at this point.
So if they are like, you know what, it's not getting any better, this is as good as it's going to get. No, they're going to change the quarterback.
Maybe it's not next year. Maybe they draft a guy and they so who knows. So right after Jack tells you where to get appliances, we are going to reveal
something shocking.
What we learned about Jack.
I'm sure it's awesome.
Shows.
It's great. Keep talking. Yep. Anyway, so to ensure that I still have sponsors after this explosive thing that everyone's going to talk about.
Yep.
National Appliance Warehouse, I love. I love National Appliance Warehouse, and it's for multiple reasons. The main one, and something that Mark Stomach and his family truly care about, is creating a family-like atmosphere at National Appliance Warehouse. When you walk in, you feel like you're hanging out with friends. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference and really sets it apart from other appliance stores. And speaking of friends and family, the Friends and Family Savings event is going on right now. So your dollar's always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. You know that. That's guaranteed by Price Assure. If you don't know what Price Assure is, Price Assure is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But they also have great savings events like the Friends and Family Savings event that's going on right now. So from Sub-Zero to Budget, over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom at National Appliance Warehouse, you will find the perfect appliance for you. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com, visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today, and as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. The topic today is Sunday, an acceptable loss for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. That is our Twitter question as well. It is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Would losing on Sunday be acceptable? 80% say no. That's come down a little bit, actually, about 5%. Okay. So now on to our Jack Fritz reveal. So every day when Ike and I walk into the studio, Jack's actually in a different room, Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas are still in, and we'll exchange pleasantries with Joe and Hugh. Hugh will stay till 1:59:58 before he leaves, just saying hi. And we got to talking about Jack. And
super.
And Joe Giglio told us, he said, you know what Jack does, right? And I was like, no, what? He was like, he searches the WIP air feed every day for his own name. So we have a service where you can actually type in words and look for the audio. Mm-hmm. And he said, Jack always looks for his own name during the station to see what people are saying about him.
Yeah, not every day, but I've done it in the past. Yeah. It's not every day. I promise it's not every day.
Yeah, it's not
now,
every day.
Well, this is how an addict sounds.
Well,
it's not
on.
A problem.
When I was on my way up in this station, yeah, I was searching my name to see if anyone was saying it. 100%. But now that I'm one of the big dogs around here, I don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
I've actually gotten way better about not caring. I don't like listening to the show when I'm not there because I can't defend myself and then I get mad.
Yeah.
But I'm generally okay.
Okay, so
but I have searched my name, yes.
Okay.
I don't do it every day.
When is the last time you searched your name?
Probably like a month ago.
That's a lie. I don't believe that at all.
I'm trying to be as honest as I am.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You certainly were searching it during the Phillies.
Yes.
Probably.
Probably.
But I would say that's more old. I would say it's a year, 2 years ago, Jack.
Okay.
I'm in a different spot now.
Do you search things that might sound like your name in case the name doesn't come up?
No.
You don't?
No.
So what are you searching for, though? Like, see if somebody says something bad about you?
See if anyone's talking crap.
Who's talking crap?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
like we do to other people?
Yeah,
we spent
25 minutes destroying the morning show.
You're Richie and the camera.
Well, I could have said that, and then I could have found it. We could have played it on the show.
It's just for the show, huh?
Well, it could always be for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, see what callers say.
Mm.
Yeah, just know that I'm always watching.
All right.
You're checking to see what callers say?
Well, they show up on the software as well. I mean, they could be mentioning the name, and then I'm going to have to file it away for someone who's not allowed on the show again.
So I want to tell anybody, if you call and you have to sit on hold an extra long time, it could be because Jack has put you to the bottom of my priority list.
Because he's heard you in the past say something that you didn't agree with.
Always watching. Yeah.
Or listening in his
listening
case.
Listening in that instance.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Jack every day searches for...
Not every day.
Well,
You're just like the athletes, man.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course. Yeah, I'm interested. I'm always interested in my Q rating. You know what I mean?
The slay of WIP.
Yeah, the slay of WIP.
Do I need to start tweeting all my accolades?
Yeah.
It usually happens is that I'm on the software trying to find like a piece of audio for something else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, while I'm here, has anyone mentioned me
I'm here, has anyone mentioned me?
You're honestly, so we've had this software for maybe 6 years or 7 years?
I would say 3 years.
No. It starts with a V?
Yeah.
We've had it for 6 or 7 years.
I only found out about it about 3 years ago.
So the only people I've ever known to use it are salespeople who are looking for mentions of their clients. And it makes it easy. Jack is the first air talent I've ever heard looking for his own name using this.
I don't even know anything about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
No, I don't really care, honestly.
Well, again, you're a big dog. It took me a while to become a big dog. Now I don't care.
I don't care.
It's flattering when they're talking about you on the other shows.
It means you're doing something right.
Yes, it means you're doing something
Do you believe him that he hasn't done it in a month?
Of course not.
Okay, all right. Just to be sure.
I don't know my password anymore. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you believe that Jack doesn't search his name every day? 215-592-9494. Big V, you're on WIP.
He searches his name every day.
I mean, I Google myself, but I don't search my name on this software.
He's dropping on his wife. I mean, come on. Of course he does. He's a narcissistic he's Jet. That's the best way I can explain it.
Yep. It was the most unsurprising thing I've heard in months.
I know. I mean, when you heard it, you were like, really?
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I was actually happy somebody in programming was using that website. I used to send emails out about it. Nobody would ever use it. I'm happy Jack's actually using it. So that's the good thing.
Jack, justify is just a lie.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good phrase. Justify is just a lie. So is Sunday an acceptable loss for the Eagles, Big V?
Hell no. There's no such thing as an acceptable loss.
That's right.
You lost your ever-loving. Look, see, the thing is this. People who say that, Sunday is an acceptable loss, those are the same people who petition that little leaguers don't get a championship trophy. They get a participant.
Yeah.
Go through all that to participate. No, these guys work hard, put on pads, helmets, so they can go out there and win. Nobody goes out and goes, well, it's an acceptable loss. I'll just get
Of course, the players aren't thinking that, Big V. The players aren't going out there to have an acceptable loss.
Oh, you mean the fans think
it's
an acceptable
right.
loss? It's called being scared by a dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Talk to him, Big
V. Yeah, as people said about the Mets, too.
Well, that's true.
I said the same thing. I wasn't scared of them either. Yeah. You weren't scared of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 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 Right. We lost. No, we lost. That don't mean we had to be scared.
Well, it's an acceptable amount of skepticism.
Listen, see. Here's the thing: when you're facing a bully, the best way to face a bully is punch him in the face.
That's right. Oh. That's right. Well, Jack's never been in a fight
either. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I got a black belt. I'll train you for a certain price, and then you can look that up on Twitter and see.
Well, between Elliot's boxing class and me doing karate.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The toughest stage.
Yeah, you guys. We're
going to beat the crap out of everyone.
Yeah, yeah, you guys.
Well, at least you can intimidate, 12-year-old girls.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the call. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Coming up next, Jaws. Jaws joining us. Who knows quarterbacking more than Jaws? I want to ask Jaws, coming up next, what is more important for him to see on Sunday? A good performance from the offense or a good performance of the defense? Which means more moving forward? We'll talk to Jaws next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Cincinnati isn't the only team/city that totally sucks. We all know that hackers suck the most. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and when hackers attack, business owners see red. In today's world of increasing cyber threats, Telesystem is here to help keep businesses connected and protected. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no-obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.